Mr. Chair, if I may just to summarize on 4.1, I mean, we've discussed that there are some aspects that maybe need to be redrafted and rearranged to a certain extent. But what I understood from this discussion is that starting with the second sentence of that, the ERVIS identifier needs to be obtained from the registrar, and there will be a nominal cost associated with getting that number. Once that number has been obtained, it is up to the applicant to apply the marker, to get the marker, put the number on the marker, and to affix that marker onto the rolling stock. There is, from my understanding, no obligation that is that says that it is the registrar that has to apply that marker to the rolling stock. It is the applicant that has to apply the marker to the rolling stock. And there is no obligation either for the registrar to check that it has been done. It is for the creditor to verify whether the number has been placed on the rolling stock. Please do correct me, Mr. Chair or Mr. Rosen, if I have said this inaccurately. But there are two separate aspects. There is the two separate interactions. There's the interaction, again, how I understand it, there is the interaction with the registrar to get the number. And then there is the action of marking the rolling stock through the use of the marker and affixing that to the rolling stock, which does not involve the registrar. It involves the applicant themselves doing it to their rolling stock or delegating it to someone, paying someone else to do it. But it's the role of the applicant to do that themselves. And then, of course, the creditor to make sure that this number appears on the rolling stock. In other words, it has been put there. I hope I have summarized and interpreted that correctly. I see Mr. Rosen is nodding his head. I don't know, Mr. Chair, if that's how you had understood it as well. Thank you.